Okay. How are you doing, guys? So obviously a big game for us. You know, outstanding team coming in to our stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, on Sunday afternoon. They're very, very good on special teams. I've got a lot of worries. I'm not getting much sleep this week. Not that you guys care. But you know, at the end of the day, we got to go out and play our game and help our football team win this thing.
Kai, obviously, been pretty consistent with the field goals. I mean, 53 last week. I mean, what have you seen sort of in his demeanor?
You know, I was talking to the field goal unit today. We had our meeting this morning, and, you know, we talk about game-winning field goals at the end, you know, when the clock runs out or in overtime. I felt that one with 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter of an eight-point game. I thought that was really a game-winning type of clinching field goal. And, you know, I felt real good about the way he kicked and the way we protected, much better than we did a couple weeks ago in London. You know, Kai's having a very good year. He's confident. You know, he had a really good pregame. He had been there before. The good thing is he had kicked in that stadium many times, obviously, when he was with the Redskins. You know, see, his confidence is really good right now. He's got to keep protecting, keep snapping and holding like we're doing, and, you know, hopefully keep making kicks.
Is there kind of a professional appreciation for what LA's kicker is able to do this year? I mean, he seems to be just hitting everything.
You know, you talking about Greg Zuerlein? Okay, yeah, you know, Greg's always been an outstanding talent. I remember working him out, you know, when he came out the year that we drafted Blair. He was drafted before we drafted Blair. And he's, you know, still with the same team. He's had an outstanding career. I think he had one bumpy, you know, one rough year, and he's come back. And, you know, this year he's been automatic other than one miss. I think he's 58 of 59, including PATs and field goals, which is unheard of, especially only after, nine games. So, you know, Greg's an outstanding kickoff specialist. He's an outstanding field goal kicker. And hopefully we can win the field position battle. They're not in great field goal position every time because, you know, they cross the 40. He's got almost automatic.
I mean, that has to take even a stronger significance over the influence on field position that this team's already placed under Coach Zimmer, too. Like, how do you reinforce that to the coverage teams?
You know, the thing about the Rams is that they're good in every phase. I mean, Farrell Cooper's done a phenomenal job as a punt and kickoff returner. Their kickoff cover team is one of the best in the league. Their, you know, punts, they don't give up a lot of yards. They don't, there's not a lot of returns against them because people are always concerned about their fakes, which obviously we're working on all week, talking about and emphasizing it, and our game plan's geared toward that. And because of that, you don't get as many opportunities to return the ball, which is by intent for them. So I think in order for us to win the field position battle, we have to take advantage of any opportunities that may be there, whether he mishits a kickoff, whether he line drives a punt. We have to do a great job pinning them deep when we're punting plus 50. We got to do a great job as a weapon for our football team when we're punting from our field punts to flip the field. And our kickoff coverage has to be outstanding, like it has been all but two reps this year. So that's what we're looking for. That's what we're emphasizing this week. And, you know, we look forward to the challenge. Our guys were up to the challenge against Baltimore, who I know they're very well coached and a very good football team, and that was probably our best game of the year. And we need to follow it up against the Rams, another great special teams unit. We have to do as well or better than we did against Baltimore.
Go ahead.
How long is Kai's range indoors at home?
You know,
is it,
I would think,
than outdoors? I mean,
normally you want to say, right, you know, 35-yard line. You cross the 35, that's a 53-yarder like you made the other day in Washington. But at the end of the half or end of the game, you got to go as far as you can. I mean, I'm not into predictions or guessing, but, you know, he's got the ability to hit one from 60, 61. You know, I think he's got a good enough leg to do that. As long as he gets good enough elevation and we protect well, he's got a chance to make those type of kicks.
They overhauled the offense, they overhauled the defense, but they kept the fakes on special teams.
Yeah, they did. And that was a wise move by their new head coach. You know, he did a great job of keeping Coach Fossil around, and he's done a phenomenal job over the years of, you know, keeping people off balance with the fakes. And to be quite honest, they're really good in every phase. They're well coached. They do a great job with their techniques. They're a highly penalized team on punt return. They block in the back and hold a lot, and hopefully we can take advantage of that by playing faster than them. But they're trying to take chances, and they're very, very aggressive in everything that they do. So we need to be up to the challenge. That's it. It's not cold. We can keep going. I'm ready. I can go another 10 minutes if you want. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.